Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. I welcome you today to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject continually calling line-hearted leadership, and it's very important to know the difference between line-hearted leadership and non-courageous leadership. We're doing part 4 from a 6-part series, and we're doing points 8 to point 14. Point 8, these types of leaders engage in backstabbing, regularly back-mouthing their workers and superiors. They are lacking in respect and restraint, and these leaders will lose their moral authority to lead as a result in time. Point 9, this type of leadership avoids work. When the going gets tough, they disappear. They find somewhere else to be at that time. When leaders avoid or delegate their hands-on work, they send a clear message, you're on your own, to the team. Point 10, these type of leaderships won't listen. They are so superior, or they think they are. They cut people off to avoid a discussion. These leaders always and must have the last say. Point 11, afraid to discipline. Most leaders have no problems about going after those unhappy employees. Sometimes being courageous requires leaders to discipline their friends, the ones who have furthered their careers and knows their secrets. Point 12, they don't follow through. With this type of leadership, nothing ever seems to get done. They always have an explanation or an excuse why those things aren't done. Want-to-be leaders are starters, but real leaders are also starters and finishers. Point 13, this type of leadership doesn't think for themselves. They often hide among the people, looking for others to find the solutions to the problems. They believe uniformity equals safety, staying in and with the crowd of people. Point 14, they hide behind the power that they have. As leaders, they possess the stature and titles conferred upon them. What's more, they can leverage hundreds of people to realize their goals. But what happens when the leaders feel overmatched and threatened? How do they wield their power and the apparatus they control? Often these leaders hide behind their titles and behind their power to protect themselves. Thank you for being with me today. The next part will be part 5, and I'll be completing the characteristics of bad leadership, non-courageous leadership, and cowardly leadership, and I'll be doing point 15 to point 20. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.